This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, July 21st. Well, grain traders saw corn and soy holding steady Friday, but what about wheat? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat, on the other hand, was really soaring today. It surged higher. The countertrend rally really has been gaining some momentum. We're up 15 cents. The market started to come back a little bit and then surged again towards the close here. We're fresh off a 11-year low. Also, the world stocks with a little bit of a reduction. That's kind of bullish. The U.S. dollar index also moved a little bit lower, even in spite of the president talking about the U.S. dollar being very strong. So it's kind of interesting that we had all these counter moves. But wheat seems to be the one market in the grains that actually started to take off today. So it looked very strong ending this week. So we'll see what happens next week, but we got to take it a day at a time.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday up 11 and 3 quarters at 515 and a half. September corn was up 4 at 354 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 590. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 7, ranging from 623.5 to 638.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 18 and a quarter, ranging from 650 to 655. Live cattle for August were up 2.5 cents at 109.12.5. August feeder cattle were down 77.5 cents to 153.50. And July Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 14.19.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.